And this is Tate Servians coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom with your news for the hour. And we're going to get started for you right now. Three Huron County townships will continue to fight mosquitoes this year. APM contracted with Caseville, Fairhaven, and Sebring townships to provide a mosquito abatement program for the 2026 season. The suppression program consists of treating standing water to control mosquito larvae, that is followed up with truck spraying of roads and streets to control adult mosquito populations as well. And they are also doing disease surveillance. Treatment of standing water normally continues through April before changing over to ULV spraying. The chemicals that are used only impact mosquitoes. Also, APM will use drones to treat fragmites starting in May. For questions or more information, you can always call 989-426-2420 or toll free at 877-276-4714 or go to advancedmosquito.com. And the Unionville-Sebring Area School District's Board of Education accepted some staff resignations during their last meeting. The board accepted the resignations of high school teachers Nanette Beagle and Jason Beagle with regret. The resignation of special education teacher Marcy LaValle and varsity basketball and middle school track coach Chuck Arnold was accepted with regret as well. Vincent Skelfo was hired as a paraprofessional during that meeting as well. And Cass City Village officials approved a community cleanup day to be on May 9th from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. The collection site will be at the village's municipal parking lot behind 6505 Main Street. The council also approved hosting a collection of unwanted tires on the same day and same hours at the municipal parking lot as well. The tire collection is limited to 8 tires per person, and no truck tires over 48 inches in height or 12 inches wide will be accepted. Tires will be collected from Tuscola County residents, but not from businesses. Collection may end sooner than 1 p.m. if the truck gets full. To participate, a proof of residency in Cass City may be required for cleanup, and proof of being a Tuscola County resident may be needed to be shown for the tire collection program. And a court hearing on Friday, April 10th, involving a man named Mark Wesley Rolfe. A court hearing took place on Friday, April 10th, involving a man named Mark Wesley Rolfe. He is facing several charges related to inappropriate behavior towards two teenagers. During the hearing, two former employees shared their alleged experiences. Both said they worked for Mr. Rolfe at different times and described situations where he allegedly asked very personal questions and made them feel uncomfortable at work. They also alleged that he sometimes touched them in ways that were not appropriate and continued even when asked to stop. The young women also explained that Mr. Rolfe gave them gifts, which they felt made the situation more confusing and harder to speak up about. One of them said she was afraid to tell anyone at first, but years later decided to share her story with a police officer. The lawyers on both sides shared their arguments. The prosecution said the evidence shows that Mr. Rolfe acted inappropriately and used his position of authority to pressure the young women, while the defense argued that there was not enough proof and pointed out that the reports were made at a much later date. After reviewing everything, the judge decided there was enough evidence for the case to move forward, and the judge said the actions described could meet the legal definition of the charges. The case will now move to a higher court, with the next hearing scheduled for Monday, April 27th. And that was your news for this hour, but you can always go to thumbnet.net anytime, anywhere for news, weather, cancellations, and obituaries. I'm Tate Servance coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom.